Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to be a player.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What a hell of a first hour that was.
That was nuts.
That was fun.
I like this. People are like, man, Jerome picks on you like you pick on Joel.
He does. It's hilarious.
Yeah. You know, this is very observant, Jose.
It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
I don't mind. Oh, it don't bother me at all.
It's supposed to be fun.
I know.
If you can't go at each other and enjoy it.
I've always been that person that said you have to be able to take it if you can dish it out. And I certainly dish it out. So.
Yeah, and you're self-deprecating. You ain't got no choice. You pretty much have to self-deprecate.
Even when I'm not trying to be, I am deprecating myself.
And that's, if you can't laugh at yourself, people like that, I don't understand them. Like, their life is, it's a weird life to live if you can't laugh at yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, like, and I'm not, this isn't Joel, but I'm just saying in general, because even doing, you know, radio, and you meet guys that, man, everything is so serious, and it's like, yeah, like people will, like somebody tweeted at me yesterday and said something because I said, hey, I'm back on air, and he's like, ah, you suck. I was like, hey, thanks, that's good feedback, thank you. Like, yeah, I don't take any of it serious, whether you like me or not or whatever.
You don't jump on people though, unless you kind of, from what I know of you anyway, unless you know them or there's a reason to, like,
right?
I kind of will say something about somebody just because I think it's funny and it's light, and we don't have that kind of relationship. But people get all real. Some people get all in their feelings, and you're like, well, I didn't really mean it like that.
Now, you know? If somebody will start it with me, like on Twitter or whatever, like that guy, when I was like, hey, I'm back on the air this week, and somebody's like, you suck, then I'm going to go after them. If I want to, but no, I'm not like you, where I'm just going picking on people for no reason.
I don't consider picking on people. When you make an observation, I make observations sometimes, and then
feelings get hurt.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I guess I probably shouldn't have called him. I shouldn't have talked about his breasts like that.
You made fun of a dude's breasts?
He should wear a bra. I just
you gotta know somebody if you're gonna tell them they have male breasts.
Not if they're jiggling.
if they're
not jiggling, if you don't want attention
to
your breasts, don't walk around wiggling them.
I was at
a bar, a restaurant, and you know, this guy, he knew the bartender, so it wasn't like I didn't know him, but I knew the bartender, and he comes up, and I was like, oh, you're jiggling, baby. And
no, you didn't.
He didn't think that was he didn't think that was funny. I thought it was hilarious. His friend.
So this was like, because you weren't even like being rolling. You weren't even being like hiding behind Twitter. This was face to face.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you got to be a man about it.
That's good.
People out on Twitter.
I like that.
I did not know you were in your mid 40s. I thought you were younger than that. I'm
Thank
impressed.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, there was a question I was going to ask you. It makes it even better. Since you're an old man.
All right.
Man, why y'all call me old up in here? You the oldest one in here.
Oh, you're like at least 57, right? But, I'm the oldest one in here, please. Man, you're wearing an orange checkered shirt. That's the only people that wear orange checkered shirts are 57.
Only white boy named Boom Boom who wear a Beastie Boy t-shirt.
Yes, exactly.
I know you don't now. But at your age, what is the age that should be the youngest woman, a man of your age, should fool around? Like a really hot 19-year-old. Would that be disgusting?
At 40?
What did Nick start laughing for? Because your cup, talking. the way he held his cup yeah. after he said it, that's why.
He went like pinky up on a styrofoam cup and just spit water everywhere.
I'm like, what? That's so funny.
I mean, 43-19 is probably cutting it close.
Cutting it close.
I would say under 40 if they're under 25.
Wow. So like a 19-year-old. I kind of think that too. Like
yeah.
I had been interested in a teenager since I was a teenager.
Right.
So, but not everybody thinks like us. You know that, right?
No.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of dirty old men out there who, you know.
Because when I got my first divorce, I was 20. I want to say I was 24.
Was that a traditional marriage? Like, was a church involved? I mean,
no.
Was it a drive through church?
No, we got married in a cow pasture.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me about yes. the barn wedding. You
yeah,
had.
It was cow crap. Everything it stunk and it rained. And then everyone was inside watching the Rockets' first championship. Mm. Yeah, it was bad. But
were you wearing your high top fade? Were you wearing your prom?
Yeah, because that was about 94. That was about 94. I think I was still hanging on to it around that time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, it may have been a shorter version of it.
That marriage had no chance of surviving.
None. I think I went straight from a high top fade to a Caesar. So I was doomed to fail with her. Sure.
I'm black, so what's a Caesar?
A Caesar cut? That's just like when the bangs come. You remember the wispy
I'm
bangs?
Black, we don't do bangs.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying there's Caesar cuts. Black people have Caesar cuts, don't they?
No, they do not.
No,
pull that
no?
Out.
No. Think I like say I don't even know what that is.
But it's bangs, more like a. It's like
I mean,
a clean
I guess
cut.
I guess you'd have to conk it first, and then brush it forward,
like we used to do back in yes, the day,
like you used to do when you had hair. The last time you had hair, I'm guessing a conk was in style. So.
At least give a brother Jerry curl, dog.
No, you're way older than that. You're way older than that.
Oh, you hadn't seen me with Jerry curl. Huh?
No, did you have Jerry curl?
What the, I was black. I had to.
No, I didn't have to. I mean, you didn't black. Have to.
Yeah, I kind of had to. Pretty nappy otherwise.
Oh yeah. So you had how long did you let it get the back?
I mean, you know,
you just kept it wet. It wasn't long. You just kept it wet. I'm curious. Did you ever go long? Like, did
no,
you get like
no, no? I didn't have the okay. I didn't have the droopy curl.
You didn't get like ice cube style curl or nothing. Just,
droopy curl. That,
no,
I was cool with it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mr. High Top Fade wanted to laugh
did you
at my
sit
cool
up?
Curl.
Did you sit up to sleep?
No, man.
That plastic on your pillowcase. No? Yeah.
Sit down on the couch, leaving marks all over, grease all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My hair never like, caught on. My hair never caught on fire. I know that. Yeah, I was. I may have been a walking, you know, flame.
Oh my gosh, potential. That's funny.
But so yeah, 19.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's you got to be under 40.
Under 40.
Yeah.
Guess that even that is pretty. Like if you're 39 and she's 19, that's
yeah,
it's kind of disgusting,
right? Because like I said, I was probably I don't know how old I was, maybe 24, 25, mm-hmm. and it was after my first marriage. We got divorced before I met my current wife. There was like a 6 month span where I was single, and I dated like an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old. But now I was 24,
oh, wait,
25,
you were 24, 25, going to high school picking up babes.
No,
that's disgusting.
No,
that's more disgusting.
18 and 19,
than the 40
they
year old and
no,
19.
They weren't in high school. High school was 17.
Yeah, right.
18 and 19.
So,
that was
so they. So when you walked on the high school
this.
Campus and you asked them no. how old they were and they said 18 and I don't go to school here, you believe?
I never picked up a chick on a high school campus.
Were you banned from a mall?
No, sir, we'll recognize you if you shave your mustache. Don't come back here. No, but like I did date one of the cart girls from Wedgwood Golf Course, and she was 18 or 19. So, I mean, that's where I met her.
All of them are out of high school. Every cart girl I've ever seen was not in high school. Yeah, right.
If they're 18, then I don't know that it matters where they go to school. Right?
I like how he's accusing you of being a pedophile
right
now.
That's fantastic. I don't know how.
I'm just going to stay quiet.
He brought up the question.
I didn't accuse him. I didn't say that was
he any... brought up the question, and somehow I'm the pedophile for giving him honest answers.
But no, I, we're just delving into the deep, dark mind of Barry Laminat.
Okay. Well, I've given you honest answers that you've tried to twist.
The 25-year-old what's
the biggest gap?
Hooking up with seniors.
No.
Oh, juniors?
What's the largest gap you've had in a date between you and her?
I don't do younger than.
Oh, really?
Well, no, I take that lie back. I did. Once everybody slipped up. Everybody slipped up. Right?
What does that mean? You gotta tell us the age.
We gotta go to break. The music
No. Turn it off. You go. Yeah. What? How old? How old was she?
19. That's
did
what
her mom
question.
Drop her off for the date with you? Did you have to sign her out of daycare? Like, how old was she?
19.
Okay.
I'm thinking, you know, but.
What was it, this week? What are you doing?
No, but I'm like, I was like 28 or something, 30.
Wait a minute. You were 28 and she was 19 and you're busting my chops for 25?
She had dropped out of high school. She wasn't in school.
So you can date them. Look, as long as they're dumb, then it doesn't matter if they're 17. She's just stupid. She's technically not in high school because she was stupid enough to drop out. That's why it's okay.
It's like the NBA rule. Her graduating class already. So, yeah, she would have been out.
She was 16, but she got moved ahead 2 grades. So she was a senior. It's okay. That's Jerome's logic.
You're a sick man, Barry Laminat. Let's get back to talking bad about you.
Okay.
What are you gonna mess with me for? I'm the innocent one here.
I see.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I'm not buying it that was the only time.
Well, that was it.
But you got married. You got
6
married.
Months.
You got
it wasn't a long again. Time. Yeah, I got remarried
you,
again.
You hooked on marriage, huh? That's good.
No, I just happened to find the one the second time around. That's it.
That's beautiful.
Wasn't that pretty?
Yeah,
that's she might be listening.
I can't even take a shot at that.
See, you got nothing.
That's a beautiful thing. There's a woman who, you did the right thing.
What?
You did the right thing.
What are you talking about?
You found the one.
Oh, yeah.
Because you kept looking. Ooh, man, it might have been rough on you. That's good. I don't even know
what he's talking about.
I don't know
right
what
now.
He's saying right now either.
No, well, I'm just saying. Like, some guys would say, I'm going to play the field and keep on going, you know?
Why?
Because they cool like that. You not. I mean, but that's a good thing. That's what I'm saying.
He has somehow managed to take the fact that I found my soulmate.
I know, and that's what I said.
And
it's
just
beautiful.
Crap all over it.
No. I'm saying I'm happy that you did
you're
that.
Not.
I'm
no, glad, you're not.
I'm really
no,
glad that not. You made the right move. Because if you'd been hard-headed, been rough for you out there.
Okay.
In the streets.
Are you saying I'm ugly? Boom, is that boom. What you're trying to say?
No, you're a handsome fella. Especially for an old white man. You look good as hell.
He wasn't going to end this segment on the slip up. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't going to end it this segment with him like having sex with a 16-year-old. He was going to.
That never happened.
What? That you.
Now he's going to talk for like 5 more minutes.
Yeah, now we're going to shatter this break.
We'll be back in a minute.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back in. No Joel today. Jerome Solomon subbing in. And you're talking haircuts. Made me Google Caesar haircut for black guys.
Yep.
And all the pictures. That's just a haircut.
So Nick was right when he just said it's a clean cut.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Yeah,
it still has a name though.
No, ain't no name. You don't sit in the barber's chair and go, give me a Caesar. You just say, yeah, cut it.
But Sean,
take a little off the top.
Sean on Twitter validates that a Caesar for a black guy is a low cut even all the way around.
Right, which is just a haircut.
Well,
end of discussion. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You talked about Drew Brees. I mean, not Drew Brees, but Russell Wilson leading the NFL in touchdown passes this season.
Which surprised me a little bit. I would have, you know, guessed Brady or maybe Wentz, Breeze for that matter, because he's usually up there. So when I look, when I was looking at stats, I admit I was a bit surprised that it was Russell Wilson that led the NFL in touchdown passes.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not, I mean, he did have a heck of a season and was carrying the team, but he only threw 34 touchdown passes. And typically 34 is not enough for you to lead the NFL. I mean, Aaron Rodgers threw 40 last year and Drew Brees threw 37.
Yeah.
But Drew Brees only threw, I didn't realize, I knew he didn't throw as many this year because they've, can actually run the ball and did some other things. I didn't realize he only threw 23 touchdown passes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's, the numbers, I mean, it, wow. It felt like more. It felt like more from Brady. It felt like less from Wilson. It felt like more from Breeze. But when you go and just look at the raw numbers that they put up, it was a little, it was almost upside down, it felt like.
Yeah, but this is a weird season in total for the NFL, because usually also Breeze throws for, nobody's thrown for more than 4,500 yards or 5,000 yards like that. And Breeze threw for 5,000 probably five or six times in the last 7-8 years. I mean, that's, he does that pretty regularly.
Yeah.
So overall, though, I think, and this is something we can definitely debate, that it's been, boring is probably not the right word. I love the NFL, so I can get into it. But this has been a boring kind of a season so far. Maybe it'll be saved by the playoffs, but it's been a kind of a boring year.
Is it getting diluted, do you think? Is it a watered down version of what it used to be? I mean, I know that the rules over the years have evolved to put more points on the board, and it seems like every rule that comes out is to protect the quarterback or protect the offense. But are the defenses getting better, or is the offensive personnel getting watered down? I don't know. But you're right; the numbers across the board seem to be a lot lower.
I just think it was just an aberration, and it was just this year. And just the way the year worked out, because, you know, like I said, Drew Brees only threw 23 touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, we know he can do better than that. Tom Brady didn't throw 35 or 40 like he normally does. No quarterback threw 35 at all. And that's, you know, that's the norm to even be in consideration for the most TD passes in a season. I just think it's just that kind of year. It's just an odd year where the offenses didn't light it up like they have before. And I don't think it's a trend, because I would expect that we'll go back to next year being it. But we are on the cusp of it. We're in the turnover, I guess, is maybe the right word for it, because the guys who have led the league in touchdown passes and passing and being the star
quarterbacks,
the elites, have, for the last, let's just say, 10 years, have been Brady, Breeze, Aaron Rodgers, Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. Well, all of them are on their last leg, except Aaron Rodgers probably has a little more leg than the other ones. But, you know, Roethlisberger talking about retirement every time he opens his mouth. Brady, people are talking to him about retirement every time he's there somewhere, even though he claims he wants to play to 40, 45. Drew Brees is certainly, you know, winding down his career. And the young guys, the Carson Wentz and, you know, Deshaun Watson, Jared Goff. And, you know, is Jameis Winston
Cousins.
And those guys ever going to – Kirk Cousins don't count. And those guys are ever, you know, going to step
Kirk Cousins?
He ain't a young guy.
How old is he?
I mean, he's been in the league, you know, a good while. I mean,
he's not on his way out, though.
He's not on his way out, but
he's 29. I thought he was a little younger than that.
He's almost 30. He's been in the league. He's been in the league a minute, so he doesn't count as a young guy.
I thought he was younger than that. Okay. Yeah.
And so those guys have to get to there to where they're making those kind. And with, like you say, with the rules as they are, oh, no.
They should.
The guys will be able to light it up. This was just a.
I think part of it is, like you said, there's certain. If you start to look at it, so. With Brady, I mean, Brady's just Brady. He's still putting up the numbers that he does, down a tad bit, but he also doesn't have many weapons to work with overall. But he's always made, you know, chicken salad out of chicken bleep, it seems like. But Breeze, the thing you touched on, they have a running game. So they didn't need to throw the ball as much. And not only that, they had a defense, so they didn't have to always play from behind and expect him to throw the ball to catch up to try to win the game. That can make a big difference. Part of the numbers being down might be Aaron Rodgers being hurt.
Yeah, because we know he going to put him up.
There was also some off years for some guys, too, that normally put up big numbers, like a Matt Ryan. When Blake Bortles throws more touchdown passes than Matt Ryan, that's an off year. That's a bad year for a guy who's not an elite quarterback, but is in the upper echelon of passers in the NFL, or has been.
But Blake Bortles has
he had a much better second half than first half.
But actually, that's kind of a sign of what I'm talking about with the guys bigger and better than that, the elite guys. Because Blake Bortles threw 35 touchdowns in 2015.
That surprises me.
Yeah, he threw 34
interceptions?
No, 38. No, it was 18. But no, that's why they were giving him so much crap last year, that he didn't take that jump forward and that progression that you would expect from a young quarterback, and he's played a lot better toward the end of the season than he did early on. But yeah, no, everybody can throw a lot of touchdown passes. Blake Bortles threw 35 of them, you know, 3 years ago, so 2 seasons ago. But that's so. I just think it was a weird year.
So you got guys like Manning, and like you did mention all the other elites that are on their way out. Roethlisberger,
Eli, and shut it down. And
who do you think is
Peyton's gone?
So. If I said you can't name Carson Wentz. What are two guys that are going to replace some of those elites that are about to retire? Not named Carson Wentz.
I think statistically, anyway, whether they're able to deliver.
Whether they win Super Bowls. But, Breeze doesn't win a Super Bowl every year, but he's putting up elite numbers.
I think Jameis Winston will put numbers up, and with the right coaching situation and the right mojo. Everybody expected them to have a better season this year than they did. And
it was really weird. I was one of them.
And part of the reason they didn't was because he didn't play as well as he needs to. But I expect him to put up some huge numbers along the way. And like I say, even though he didn't play well this year, last year he threw 28 touchdowns with a lot of picks, 18 picks. He only had 11 interceptions this year, but just 19 touchdowns. I expect Winston to have... put up numbers.
Okay.
Big numbers. I expect Derek Carr to bounce back and put up huge touchdown numbers with John Gruden takes over as the head coach there. And he's got some weapons to play with. I expect some numbers from there.
Okay.
And I don't know about the rookies coming in, though. I'm not sold on them. Yeah. I haven't watched enough of them to say they won't be any good. So but what I've seen, I didn't go, ooh, man. Wait,
two names you didn't mention. Three. You didn't mention Goff. Are you not sold on Goff?
He's okay. He can play. Okay. It would be unfair to leave him out of that list. Yeah.
Deshaun Watson.
And that's a given. I mean, yeah.
Mariota. Marcus Mariota.
I like him more than his play has dictated he should be like.
Because I think that's the pool that the next couple of elites are going to come from. I don't see anybody else that you're like, well, maybe Cam. I don't know.
Cam is not young either. He's been around a minute.
And
he's always going to be up and down because he puts up so many big rushing numbers. But Mariota, real quick, I think even if he plays well, he won't throw for 40 touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't think he'll...
He'll win and his teams will do well and he'll be all right, but he won't light it up like that. He'll rush for 600-700 yards and 10, 11, 12 touchdowns to offset what he doesn't do throwing.
Okay.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. That was enough sports.
I like it. That's fine with me.
We'll talk life and death when we come back. How about that? Some real meaty stuff. This is The Usual Suspects.
Yeah. You know what?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back in. Usual Suspects. No Joel today. Jerome Solomon subbing in, doing a poor job of it, but I'm here and breathing, so it doesn't hurt any.
Did somebody tell you were doing a poor job?
No,
or are you just self-evaluating right now?
No, I was just saying that so you would jump in and tell me how great I was doing. Oh. But clearly,
oh, that's my fault.
Obviously, you don't get much of a darn.
I missed the signal.
Fishing.
I was agreeing with you, but I guess I wasn't supposed to.
Look at that bait go right on by there, huh?
I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to agree with you. That's my fault.
So now we'll welcome in, and I wanted to thank him anyway. Lance Zierlein joins us now for a bit. And thanks a lot, man, because you usually like come in here, you know, you got this cruddy carpet in here. And, you know, places all run down. And they bring you back and they start cleaning. They spiffing up the place.
I like to think it was me. I think it's because they brought in the culture map side. And the culture map side was like,
cannot work under these conditions.
This is not going to work.
In case you didn't notice, the word culture is in our name. Yeah. There's no culture here right
there's
now.
There's just that one door separates two entirely different worlds between this hall.
It's so. Like the every coach that comes in, especially in college, they talk about it, but that's that they come in and want to change the culture around.
Yeah,
them,
so yeah, yeah.
That's it's what culture
means. Same thing,
doing.
Yeah. They're changing the culture.
Hey, we just had a question that, and I think we skipped out on somebody, but I'll ask you specifically. I think it's a good question of Russell Wilson, 34 touchdown passes lead the league, and I was telling him that that's unusual because typically somebody's throwing more than 35 and guys with 40, and a lot of those guys, it's just the year. I don't think it's a sign of anything. It's just a down year. But going forward, a lot of the young guys haven't stepped up the way that we expect them to, and some of them just haven't been here that long. Mm-hmm. Name the three or four guys that you think will be throwing 35, 40 touchdowns a year in about 3 years.
Well, I mean, Roethlisberger's out. Breeze is out. I think Brady will be out by then. Mm-hmm. Man, that's a really good question. I don't know.
But somebody will.
Yeah.
Because the rules are going to allow you to still throw a lot of touchdown passes. But.
I mean, I think it could be Wentz. I think it could be Wentz. It really just depends on how the running game starts to. You know, this is a really deep running back draft. Last year was a deep running back draft. I think the talent on the collegiate level eventually dictates offensive play. Sometimes it takes a while, but I think it dictates offensive play. And so if you have Saquon Barkley and Darius Geis and Kerryon Johnson and Rashad Penny and all these talented, Sony Michel, Nick Chubb, all these guys coming into the league, you know, which you could, even if teams still say, well, we still want to kind of have a little bit of a committee approach, or we still, you know, we still don't value running back at this financial amount, I think we still could see maybe a little bit of a pushback to some more running. We're seeing it with the New Orleans Saints, for example. And so I do think this could be a trend down a little bit away from Brady. And, it, you know, the high water mark was like 3-4 years ago when it was Brady and Peyton Manning, obviously, and Breeze, and it looked like that was football forever.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is throwing that many in 3 years. I tend to doubt it. I think Wentz could. I think Jared Goff could. Not 100% sold on Trubisky. I obviously think Deshaun Watson could, based on what I saw in his very short sample size.
Like I was telling him about, he said I left Marcus Mariota off the list, and I said, no, I think Mariota could. I think more of him than his play has, than you should think of him based on the way he's played. Mm-hmm. But I think he could turn out to be great and not throw 35 touchdowns.
I think if you have him
even
throwing,
if he has a great one, he won't throw that many.
Well,
touchdowns.
Like Seattle, if Russell Wilson's throwing 34, 35 touchdowns, something's going wrong
in
Seattle.
Right. Yeah.
And I think the same thing with Mariota. If Mariota is above 28 touchdowns, 29 touchdowns, it's that same kind of Alex Smith feel where you realize, man, something's not going right with this running game. So I don't think Mariota's ever going to be that guy to throw that many. And you look in the I think Jimmy Garoppolo could be that guy.
I was just about to ask you, but Tracy Cowley, who's, you know, she bleeds 49ers colors all over. She's saying he will be elite, but it's not like he played well and they won, but it's not like he came in and lit it up with huge numbers.
And Kyle Shanahan runs, you know, a similar offense to what Gary ran, and that. And that tends to get you down the field, but then you need running game to punch it in. And so I don't know that, you know, Matt Schaub never had monster touchdown numbers. I'm not sure that Garoppolo in a balanced offense is ever going to get to that total. But that's a really good question. I never really pondered. When you start saying 3 years down the road, you start
who's replacing the elites? Because that was the thing, is if you had to pick two or three guys from the young crop to replace the Breezes and the Bradys of the world, who is that? Now,
it's not Bortles.
No.
I'll tell you that.
And part of the question that I asked him, which I would ask you the same, is the product getting watered down? Is this the QBs, you know, we've seen where this 7-on-7 that kind of permeated into the college game and the spread offense, is that all part of it too? Or is it just the fact that, like you said, they're focusing on the run game now and that's becoming the...
You know, I don't think it's a simple answer because, you know, some of the quarterback play fundamentally is changing. Deshaun Watson is going to be, to me, he is going to be that linchpin for change where Bill O'Brien said, let's do what he does well. Let's not try to fit him into the square peg, into the round hole. And so if a team now looks at Lamar Jackson from Louisville and says, hey, let's do what he does well. Let's not try to have him sit here in the pocket all day long. Like, I think Lamar Jackson could end up being an explosive NFL player. I mean, I don't know that I would have told you that 2 years ago, but I've seen a door open that I hadn't previously seen, where the Texans actually showed me something with Deshaun Watson. And I studied him and wrote him up for Draft Profile. And I mean, I knew about issues with decision making and some of his mechanics could, you know, cause a lack of velocity. And I saw it again this year, but his playmaking was so good. Mm-hmm. You put a playmaker with guys like Nuke Hopkins and in speed with Will Fuller, we saw the potential, and that's with a bad offensive line.
And he has maybe the most important thing, a lack of fear. And
yeah.
So many guys have, I mean, he completed passes to, I saw one yesterday. I don't know what TV show, you know, TV was on, but they were talking about the Seahawks and falling apart or whatever, or their future. And they showed the pass, a touchdown pass from Deshaun to Will Fuller.
It was incredible.
I was like, the Texans, forget the ability to throw that. In the NFL, guys can throw the ball. You know, most, ain't but a few of them get jobs as quarterbacks and they cannot throw it from here to there. But in the history of the Texans, they've only had a couple of guys that would even try to throw that pass, let alone execute it.
That pass, an interesting note. The one you're talking about, the Texans missed a blocking assignment. There was a screw-up with the protection, and Deshaun made the play on his own. He sidestepped and threw a dime.
But Bill O'Brien was a great play caller after when Deshaun took
Bill
over.
Bill O'Brien supposedly told people in the building, like, I mean, if he can do that, I don't know what they even need me for because that guy can do that. He said it as a joke, but I mean, I think he even realizes, man, this kid's really, really special. See, Baker Mayfield, as much as I'm not ready to call him Drew Brees like everyone else is, or a lot of people are, but he does have that fearlessness. That is important at what you talked about, that lack of, that there's not a fear of failing. And when you don't fear failing, you can do a lot of great things in life. And Baker Mayfield doesn't fear failing. And, you know, you take shots when you don't fear failing. Deshaun doesn't fear failing. When I watched Marcus Mariota, that's one of the first things I saw is he feared interceptions, which is good. But that same fear of throwing that ball that he thinks could get picked off, it works down the way, you know, between safeties too, where he says, I'm not going to take that shot. I'm going to take my chips. That's how I am at the blackjack table. I'm going to take my chips. I'm going to make small bets. When I get up a little bit, I'm going to start putting it in my pocket and I'll never win big.
Chip packer.
I'm a giant. Absolutely.
You play poker, you're a chip packer.
I slash and stash I do. I win $500-$600, I'm happy, but I will never win big.
Blackjack, that's fine. But in poker, man, the chip packers, I don't like them, man.
And then hope to get to third place and get some money, you know, but I mean, I know who I am in that regard. And I think Marcus Mariota, but see, Jameis Winston is willing to take shots. Just hadn't been able to get over the hump. Derek Carr, he's a little bit of another he's going to pack the chips in too from time to time. Baker doesn't have that. Lamar Jackson doesn't have that.
In this modern NFL that we play in, where refs will call interference for you breathing on a guy, and it's so available to receive, and receivers are ridiculously good now too.
Yeah,
you got to throw them.
All the rules are
you got to throw
it. Anyway.
You got to throw it. You got to give me a chance.
Take a shot. You got to take a shot. So, but I think you can do it now. They found a way to run the ball out of 11 personnel, meaning three wide receivers. So you can run the ball out of shotgun, out of pistol, out of the spread, and you now have the ability to run. But if defenses make adjustments, then you can counter with your own shots down the field. And it's really just become a big chess battle where, I mean, it has slowly become college football is moving its way into the pros now. We're recognizing the run-pass option stuff that the RPOs are doing.
That makes it fun. Hey, do you just come in for one segment? Is that
how you roll? I can stick around if you want me to.
No, I don't, you know. I don't even like you that much. But okay. Well, before I let you go, I wanted to thank you for getting, you know, Wi-Fi around here, too, man.
One of the first things I said was I'd like to have a Wi-Fi and then a strong signal. So we're going to work on that.
Hey, that's a good.
Can you get some Dr. Pepper in the soda machine?
I'm going to make a call. Truth be told, I got to go on that side and ask the Culture Map people to lean on David. That's how things get done.
You know how to make
Culture
it happen.
Culture Map gets it done. Yeah. I know who to talk to.
You know who brings the money in.
I sit next to the. I'm the man sitting next to the man. Yeah. So I'll talk to Eric Sandler, see what he can do.
There you go.
Well, Lance may or may not be back with us when we come back. It was fun stuff. We'll get some more from him. Otherwise, we'll move somewhere else.
All right. Thanks guys. Alone. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care. I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't
want to got the police. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're on? So all those cuss words I was just saying,
they didn't go out.
Okay.
I knew though. I was waiting
I was hoping that I'd have to leave early.
None of that. No, you're stuck here. I knew on the way back Wednesday when there was no theme and you could pick whatever you wanted. I knew Nick would have Tupac in there.
At least one. I didn't overdo it.
Yeah. Oh, good. So it's just the one.
Just one.
Okay. Very good. Have you turned in your list yet, Jerome?
I'll shoot my list to you here in a minute. I've been working. I'm running the
show.
Little Richard. I'm handling everything. I'm bringing some, analysis. I'm, you know,
what?
Driving the ship. I'm doing everything up in here. Give me a minute. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Oh, you want me to just stop talking?
No, I will say, so the Texans' opponents came out. There's no schedule yet.
Right.
But the opponents for 2018 are out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this, and
you one of those people where you're trying to figure out who they can beat and who they can't?
Yeah, because we were just talking about, they, you know, 8-8, if they go 9-7, look, it's a real possibility that they go 6-2 at home. Here's their home opponents, all right? The Colts, the Jags, and the Titans. We know that, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think of those three, the Titans and the Jags, the Colts is the winnable game. The Titans is 50-50. The Jags, they're probably going to lose that. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
As of today.
And then, and assuming healthy and, you know, we're right. All things being equal for all teams. Then they have Buffalo at home. It's not far-fetched that they beat Buffalo at home on the road. Different story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Miami at home. Not a sure thing they lose. The Cowboys, it depends on what team shows up.
I'll put that one more in the coin flip mode.
Yeah. The Giants and the Browns. So it's a real possibility that this team goes 6-2 at home.
It's a possibility, but it's also a possibility to go 4-4. It's also a possibility that Andrew Luck is back and Andrew Luck and the Colts come down here.
The Colts better get a line, and a running back. But
you don't need a line when the Texans, you know.
J.J. Watt is back. Winnie Merciless is back.
Texans secondary is as weak as it's been.
If they get somebody for the secondary.
There's a lot of ifs. Yep. That's what I'm saying.
So, well, some of those ifs are just injury related. They're coming back. J.J. Mm-hmm. Watt will be back. Whitney Merciless will be back. Yeah, will they get better in the secondary? That's the ifs. Will the Colts get better on their O-line?
Well, is J.J. coming back or is Justin James
that's coming back?
Whitney Merciless or Boom Boom Merciless coming back?
Now he's Boom Boom Merciless. I like it.
That's the two different players,
now,
you know?
The road schedule is a bit different. Obviously, they have the divisional games on the road. Indy, Jacksonville, Tennessee.
And again, you know, they could go one and two.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Then they have the Patriots on the road. They're losing that one. They have the Eagles on the road. They're losing that one.
You would think. They won't be favored in that one.
No.
Let's do it that way.
They have the Jets.
They should be favored against the Jets.
The Redskins, probably flip a coin.
No, they should be favored. I would, and especially if the Redskins are reloading a quarterback and Kirk Cousins is somewhere else. But I'm not a big Redskins guy.
And then the Broncos.
And we don't know where or what they're going to be. And that's not an easy place to play, but the Texans could win that.
Yep. So you're, I mean, three, I think you could but you, chalk up three wins. They're going to win one of the three divisional games on the road, right? They'll beat the Colts or maybe steal one from the Jags or the Titans or whatever. Mm-hmm. They'll beat the Jets and they'll probably, you said, beat the Redskins or the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Which one are you going to say is a for sure win?
They'll be one of them.
All right. So 3 wins on the road, 6 wins at home.
Yeah. What?
9-7.
History has told us that Bill O'Brien's a 9-7 coach.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go against history.
Right.
Unless I'm going to pick him to go 4-12.
But you know, if they happen to still, like you were saying, oh, they could go 5-4 or, you know, 4-4 at home or 5-3 or 6-2 or what.
They're
probably going to steal. I mean, it seems crazy, but healthy and everybody back and playing it there, they could win 10 games next year.
And see that. Yeah,
it's not out of the realm with that schedule, is what I'm saying. If they add someone on the offensive line.
I would love to go back for you to say,
well, I thought they would win 10.
This team. Oh.
10 this year.
Oh.
But I thought Deshaun Watson would take over.
Texas winning 4 games next year.
I didn't think J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless would go out in the same game. And I thought Deshaun Watson would take over in Indy after the bye. And
here's a question for you.
They would be good.
If J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless played the entire season, mm-hmm. what do you think the Texans' record would be?
I think it would be better. And I don't think that they would have been the worst defense in the NFL for several reasons. The main reason being with the deficiencies that they have in that secondary, the lack of pass rush exposed it even more. J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless and Jadeveon Clowney, having those three guys getting after the quarterback on most downs can make mm-hmm. your secondary look a lot better than they are.
Uh-huh. But here's the problem. When Tom Savage started against the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Texans scored one touchdown.
Okay.
When Tom Savage started against the Los Angeles Rams, the Texans scored one touchdown. When Tom Savage started against the Baltimore Ravens, the Texans scored one touchdown. You see where I'm going here?
Uh-huh.
When Tom Savage started against the Tennessee Titans, the Texans scored one touchdown.
But that's Tom Savage.
When Tom Savage started against the San Francisco 49ers, he's your starting quarterback.
No, he's not.
No, this
not
year.
Going into
this
next year. Yeah,
no,
but,
I said,
oh, okay. You're saying, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
put Whitney and JJ on the team.
All year.
The Texans still scoring one touchdown in those games.
Okay.
You know, unless you got JJ scoring. How many touchdowns you put on JJ? How many pick sixes was Whitney going to add to it, you know?
I mean, he maybe forced a couple fumbles that, you know, a strip sack fumble return for a touchdown. I don't know.
You're a dreamer.
Yeah, I know. Maybe they force a bad throw that's intercepted.
I like it that you know, you're so open to,
you like
to
that?
Hope.
Yeah.
I'm not a jaded sports talk slash
newspaper columnist like you.
That's why you came up with Boom Boom. You're a dreamer.
That's a positive.
How big of a rapper did you think you were going to be?
Not very, if I chose Boom Just Boom like as think, my MC name.
You think the Texans are going to win 11 games next
no,
year?
No, I didn't say 11.
You were going to be... You were gonna
rewind it. No one said 11.
And back then, you came out. Oh, you'd have been. You there was no Jay Z, so you were gonna be the white Jay Z, wasn't you? You were gonna be what? JX?
JY?
JY?
JY? Is he doing this? That's right. That was. God, I wish I would have had a better name like that.
I think that's the thing. You gotta have hope. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive is what I always say.
I guess I am in the I am in the small group of people that think that the injuries had a big impact on this team this year, and it's weird that
it's
more people don't believe
it's
that.
It's not a small. I think you have it wrong. It's not a small group. It's a large
I kind of
group.
Feel like I hear most people talking, and it's like, oh, well, you
but,
know.
But it doesn't excuse 4-12. Is my thing.
What about the concussions? I remember tweeting out, and you responded, Jerome. Did you ever find out how many concussions? Like, do the Texans hold the record for like most concussions in a single game, something like that.
There is no number for that anywhere, but yeah, that that's just luck of the draw.
I mean, you look at the weapons that they had for the last game of the year.
A lot of the injuries that people are throwing out there as injuries were guys who just got on a team and got hurt. They weren't, you know.
But you also
there's only a couple of legitimate starters.
The big three, but you know, you were without Fuller for most of the year.
But you expected that because that's what he does. And it wasn't most
Deontay Foreman
Fuller
you
comes and goes.
Foreman.
But
who I think.
But that's your rookie running back. But, you know, you had Alfred Blue. You had Lamar Miller.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.